I'm Laura, I work in the Science Communications team at Alzheimer's Research UK. I also took part in a study at the University of Cambridge as a healthy control through joint dementia research. And I'm talking to Sally Jennings, a PhD student who is leading that study at the University of Cambridge, to find out more about how she found the experience. So Sally, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what your study was doing?
Sure. So I ran the EEG measures of aging and Alzheimer's disease in Down syndrome study. So EEG is a non-invasive technique that looks at brain activity. And the idea is that we could potentially use it to find early indicators of Alzheimer's disease. I specifically work with people with Down syndrome because they're a group that's at high risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So it's obviously both a big problem for this group, also potentially could be helpful in a wider arena because you've got more chance of looking at earlier signs.
And how did you find recruiting for your study and using joint dementia research to find willing volunteers?
Yeah, so recruiting for my study was really easy. So initially, I had my Down syndrome group, which I got through places like the Down Syndrome Association and clinics. I used joint dementia research to create like an age and gender matched control group. So that's basically people from the typically developing population. So I used joint dementia research to look at, well, to find people basically aged 20 to 60 in the local area who might be interested in taking part in dementia research.
And did you find everybody that you wanted to? Did you find that there was a lot of interest? Did you manage to find all the numbers of people that you wanted?
I got a lot of interest initially. A lot of people were quite excited because a lot of the joint dementia research project so far had been more focused at people who already have dementia or mild cognitive impairment. So a lot of people who were control participants were quite excited to take part. I initially kind of had a rush of females, probably a product that there's more females signed up to the site than males. But so once I'd kind of filled my quota, essentially, I went back to the administrator and asked them to boost my search radius and make it males only, which seemed really simple. And yeah, now I'm getting a lot more males in, and it's going really well. I'm 3 or 5 people away from finishing.
Brilliant. That's great to hear.
Great. So Laura, you took part in my study as a participant. Yeah. And what made you take part in the study?
Well, I've been involved in joint dementia research in the development of the system for quite a long time through my role at Alzheimer's Research UK. So I decided to sign up as a healthy volunteer to practice what I preach and see whether or not I matched to any studies. And this study was one of the first ones that I matched to. So I was quite excited to come along and find out what you were doing here and find out what's involved in taking part in a research study.
Okay, and how did you find the experience of being a participant?
I found it really interesting. So obviously the information that you gave me at the start of the study was really clear about what you were going to ask me to do and what it involved. So it was a 3-hour meeting where I came down one afternoon and you talked me through the study and we did some memory and thinking tests to start off, didn't we? And they got harder and harder. and then you put the EEG cap onto my head, so put all the little electrodes on and gelled them on, and that took quite a while. And then I had to do various listening tasks, listening to different beeps while you were looking at my brain activity. And it was fascinating to learn more from you about the study and why it's so important, and also just to get a feel of that sense of being part of something and contributing towards research.
Okay, great. So did you enjoy being a participant? Was it something you'd do again?
Definitely. It is definitely something that I'd do again. And I'd recommend it to other people as well. I wasn't sure whether or not I would match to a study, so it was great to find out that actually it's people of all ages can match to the study. It was really interesting to hear about the gender issues that you faced and, you know, finding enough men as well as women. And so that was something that, you know, we were trying to kind of spread the word around inside Alzheimer's Research UK as well, to try and get some more men for your study. And that's something obviously that we're keen to make sure that we encourage men to sign up to join dementia research. Overall, it was really interesting. And I know a lot of colleagues also signed up to the study and came along. And particularly for those that had never been to a research environment or been involved in research at all, they found it really fascinating to learn more about to study, but also to you know, see some of the images of the electrical signals happening in their brain and just find out from you a little bit more about the science behind study. It was really, really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's worked really well at Alzheimer's Research UK, because the company will let you have time to go and participate in studies, because that can be a bit of an issue as a researcher, that often studies take part during working hours, and it's difficult for a lot of people, obviously, to get out of work and come down. So I think that's great that your company does that.
So did you find that people in general were able to give up that time to come down?
So, yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate. So I've had quite a few people either from a company who will allow them time off to do it, or who work more flexible hours, so they're either self-employed or have more contract work. Because you can get health and safety issues basically working out hours, so usually you're supposed to do within an approximate 9 to 5. And I know that that's true for the more like MRIs or PETs, which are kind of imaging techniques that require a physicist to be there and a radiographer. So that's definitely true of them too, that they need to be during 9 to 5 working hours. Because as a PhD student, you could potentially extend them, but often it's, you know, within the system or the building that you're in that wouldn't necessarily allow you to do that.
And so, I mean, just to close, how do you feel joint dementia research has changed the kind of research recruitment environment for you as a researcher?
Joint dementia research has been fantastic. I'd gotten a bit concerned that actually I wasn't going to get my control participant group, because it'd just been really unsuccessful using conventional methods of, you know, putting up posters or sending out emails. I've been getting about 2 people back, and even that was a bit more of a friend of a friend situation. But yeah, joint dementia research has been fantastic, because now I've got, what, like 37 people signed up, 31 of them being from joint dementia research. And a lot of people just seem to... I've had a lot of positive feedback from doing it. And I think a lot of people would be quite enthusiastic about taking part in studies, but it's, you know, finding them really, isn't it? You know, unless you see a poster, you don't know. Also, joint dementia research is quite nice that it can give a lot of information on the site. So, I mean, being signed up to the site doesn't, and matching to a study doesn't mean you have to take part. It just means that you know about it and you can have a good read and be like, okay, have I got 3 hours? Am I happy to have the gel on my head that's part of it? And, you know, the memory games and puzzles and listening to sounds. Because posters don't allow the same level of detail. So you have to email the researcher with the interest before you get anything like that level back. And you don't really know you're interested until you've had all the information. So it's...
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I'm really glad to hear that it's gone so well for your recruitment. And I've really enjoyed being part of your study. And I wish you all the best for finishing it.
Thank you, Laura.